It's like a countdown.
That was weird.
I kind of like it. Okay. Paul, don't leave this in. Okay. Hi.
Hello.
This is Cindy.
And I'm Emily.
And this is the podcast, I Wish You Lived Next Door, where we are not having a coinciding video this time.
But that's okay.
Yes.
So today we are reviewing Beautiful Ugly by Alice Feeney. This is
January 15th. It already came out.
It already came out, and it's from Flatiron Books.
Yes. Thank you to Flatiron for sending us the advanced reader copy.
So I'll read the synopsis?
Yes.
Okay. Author Grady Green is having the worst, best day of his life. Grady calls his wife to share some exciting news as she's driving home. He hears Abby slam on the brakes and get out of the car, and then nothing. When he eventually finds her by her car by the cliff edge, the headlights are on, the driver door is open, and her phone is still there, but his wife has disappeared. A year later, Grady is still overcome with grief and desperate to know what happened to Abby. He can't sleep and he can't write, so he travels to a tiny Scottish island to try to get his life back on track. Then he sees the impossible, a woman who looks exactly like his missing wife.
Okay. Wow, you have a lot of notes.
I do, because I knew I was going to be reading another book, and sometimes I get them mixed up, so I wanted to write it down before I started a new one.
I don't have many. I have a couple that I put in my phone.
Okay.
Okay, so what did you think?
Well, it sounded intriguing, which we thought when we chose it, of course.
Yeah.
I really liked this book. It was...
Oh, I loved it. I was lying to you because you keep telling me what you think.
I can't help it. I can't help it. You'd know if I was not excited.
I don't know if I could... What, okay, I said I loved it. I don't know if I... there was just multiple times... The only way I could describe this book is, what the fuck is what I said multiple times, where I actually like set my Kindle down or threw it down and went, are you kidding me?
It was like twisty in a way that no other book is. I don't know.
And it kept twisting, but I knew.
Oh my god, you knew.
I knew on page, because I wrote it down. Where are my notes?
Wait, is it okay to tell the page number if we're doing,
yeah,
if
we're not, we're gonna doing... do spoilers.
Okay,
let's do spoilers
at the end. At the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was on 5%.
And you knew?
Where I went,
okay, you just said spoilers.
Yeah. Oops. We'll cut that out. Paul, cut that out. Okay. Well, I was on 5% where I guessed what happened.
Oh, man. I didn't. It ran across my head.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out how it would be. Oh, my God.
I was on, like, the preface when I said, he's an unreliable narrator.
I didn't think that. Yeah. I was very surprised, and it just, like, had crazy twists. And when I was done, when everything came together, I was like, I want to go back and read this book again, like, knowing what I know now.
Well, and I was tempted to go back after the first reveal, or no, the second reveal. See, I don't know if we should even wait till spoil. I think we should just do spoilers from the whole entire thing, because it's too hard to talk about without
it's
talking
really hard
about
to
the
talk. Well, let's talk about, like, our thoughts on the book, and then we'll go into spoilers. So if somebody wants to read this book, you know, they can stop when we're done, and then we'll go into it.
Okay.
So, like, so what my notes, and we can just compare notes. Does that work? So with the plot, I did feel like it was moving a little bit slow for a while. Like, you kind of knew there was something, but you couldn't put your,
I
felt like there was something, but you couldn't put your finger on it. Nothing was happening to, like, confirm that, I guess. So from felt like it was a little bit slow.
From the beginning until he got on the boat to go to the island, I was completely bored.
Yeah.
And I knew that, I knew something was coming, so I was forcing myself to get through that.
But even once he was on the island, like, they're introducing characters, and you're kind of like, I don't understand the point of some of these parts, but I know they're going to fit together somehow. Yeah. And then it just got weirder and weirder. And I don't know. I loved, that's how I felt with the plot. The characters, I thought this book was really well written. I think it was just descriptive enough. Like, I could picture in my head, like, the town where he was and what the characters look like. And sometimes I can't put that all together in a book, I guess. But this one, I felt like it was a descriptive in a way that, like, put a picture in my head in a really, like, I could see it all happening, I guess.
I think with my news background, there were things in it there, like, and it's a spoiler, but multiple times in my notes I say, I call bullshit.
Okay.
So, and I'll get to it so with the spoilers.
You do look at things different than me because of that.
Yes. Like, I'm reading it, like, you know, trying to get the bottom of it right from the beginning. So when something happens, yeah. It's just like, you know, I think I've mentioned when Dan and I, we watch a lot of Dateline, everything else, right at the beginning, I always guess what happened.
Yeah.
Last night we were watching it, and I'm like, I said it to Dan, and he fell asleep, and today I go, do you want to know what happened? He goes, were you right? I'm like, yes.
I never see it coming.
I always see it coming, which is kind of annoying. I wish I could turn that off in my brain, but I mean, yes, it was very descriptive. I loved, like, the town I couldn't get my head wrapped around, though. Like, the way it looked. The where he was living, I could.
Yeah.
Like, the cliffside and the view outside and the trees and everything else. But the town, I just couldn't get my head wrapped around.
Well, I could, because I don't know if your Kindle has it. I don't know how Kindles work that well, but this book has a map.
No, it didn't have a map.
Kindle didn't have a map. I love when books put a map.
Well, mine was the first version of the uncorrected proof. So there was, like, it didn't even have a cover.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's like they talk about a map in the book, is like that map.
Oh, see, that would have been helpful.
It does help, and I love when books have maps.
Yeah.
It is, like, another example of that was when I know you didn't read it, but American Dirt, which is, I just love that book.
Did I give you that book?
You did not, but I read it before, like, I think a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You should have read it. It's so good. But they had a map, and I, you know, that was, like, about a woman, like, fleeing Mexico.
Right.
And so you could kind of follow along where she was, because I am not familiar with, like,
geography. Mexico. Yeah. Horrible. Both of us.
So I loved that book had a map. So when I saw the map, I'm like, ooh, I love it. Found there where they are.
Okay.
But yeah, the characters, I mean, and well, I guess I'll get into it with the spoilers, but, like, the characters' names that helped with keeping some of the characters' names that helped with keeping the twist at bay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a spoiler, so.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I gave that away yet.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I would recommend this book. This was different than, I feel like this is different than the typical, like, thrillers that we, you know.
Well, have you ever read another Alice Feeney?
No.
Oh, they're all like this.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're all like this.
Oh, I want to read
it
again.
So I have more. Okay. I'll give you some. And I thought of another book that I wanted to give you, too.
Okay.
And it was a Freda McFadden. Because, you know, we very much differ on Freda McFadden. And there was only one book that I've liked of hers.
Which book did you like of hers?
The Coworker. Tell No Lies.
Oh, I didn't read that one.
No, you have not.
You didn't like The Housemaid
one. No,
ones.
I did not.
I still have the third one of yours that I have to finish. That's whenever, on my list.
Whenever. But yeah, but, like, this one was it was well written. I really liked how it was written. I liked that she threw in multiple twists.
Yeah.
And I saw the one coming, but the one where I threw the book down, there was two. I threw, well, not the book, my Kindle. I threw it on the bed. I won't actually throw it down. It was too expensive. But there were two where I was like, oh my God, she got me again.
Yes.
Like, the one I did want to turn back. And I would have if I had had the physical book.
Yeah.
Because it's too hard to do that in a Kindle.
Well, yeah, I learned that when I just read this last book on a Kindle.
I was
like,
sucks.
I want to go back, but I don't even know what page I'm on.
In them. Oh. I never have.
No.
So.
That's too much thinking.
Yeah. So.
I did enjoy reading a book on a Kindle.
I know.
It's because it's, like, quick and you can see. I don't know.
And
but I do sometimes.
It's really easy to carry around with you, too.
Yeah. I do like to sometimes go back, especially when there's, like, a prologue. I like to go back to that. Like,
yes. And reread
somewhere
it.
And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm at this part. But other than that, like, I enjoyed it. Plus, the words are bigger for my old eyes.
That is true. But that's one thing that drives me crazy, too. And this is off subject from the book. But some of these people that I watch on YouTube that do videos and they're like, oh, I'm reading this book and it's my longest book of the year. It's 700 pages long. I'm like, because you have like five words on your screen on your Kindle. It's not that long. Look up the actual book. I quit smoking if anybody's wondering why I'm so crabby all the time. So.
Okay, that was pretty much all I had. Of the main character, I put that I had a love-hate relationship.
Oh, I hated him.
With him because there was this like,
what was his name? Grady?
Grady.
Yeah.
I like felt bad, but then like he was kind of a train wreck and I was like, you're bringing some of this on yourself. And like, I don't know. Like it's hard to explain without like giving anything away, but I had mixed feelings on him throughout the whole book. Like, there were times when I felt bad, and then I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
I never felt bad for him. I never felt bad for him, because
you guessed
it. Yeah, at the beginning, I already had it in my head that, you know, what I thought had happened, so.
Okay. Stars, how would you rate this book?
Out of 5, I'd give it 4. I think I'd give it 4.
I would give this 5.
Oh, see,
this is one
4.
Of those books that I would say, oh my God, read this book. And, you know, like, that's my rating.
Yeah.
Like, my 5 stars. Like, will I, like, insist that somebody reads this book?
Yeah.
That would that I know would like it, of course.
Yeah. I would absolutely recommend it. And it's probably just my brain is causing it to go down to a 4. It's not anything to do with the book. It's just that I kind of guessed.
Yeah.
So, but... Ready to get into spoilers?
Yes. So if you're going to read this book, stop the podcast here because we're going to go into spoilers unless you just want to be spoiled. But you really shouldn't because, if you read this book, like, I want you to be surprised.
Yeah.
Unless you're Cindy and you won't be surprised anyway. I don't know.
I was still surprised in some things. There was okay. So we're into spoilers now. So FYI. I don't even know how many minutes. I don't know why it does it like this, but I don't know how many minutes we're in, but we're going spoilers.
Yes.
Paul, make note of it, please, and put it in the... send it to me so I know. I can put it in the description. Okay, spoilers.
Cindy texted because I was like, oh my God, when are we doing the podcast on this book? Like, the second I was done, I'm like, tell me when you're done. Tell me when you're done. And she's like, this book gave me whiplash.
It did. Well, and that was to, like, I honestly was, and it sucks we're not doing a video, because I was like, what? Like, my head was shaking, like, I was going back and forth, like, what?
Yeah.
I was looking at dogs, because I had nobody to talk to, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, okay, so, the first spoiler, which I guessed, 5% in, was that Grady actually was the one who was in the middle of the road when she...
I would have guessed that.
Really?
No, because I was like, he's on the phone with her.
Nah, I guess that.
I can't think that like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but I was like...
I'd make a terrible serial killer, I guess.
Yeah. What are you saying? What are you saying?
You might be better than me.
Okay, so the next spoiler was... that it was her, I guess, or...
The one that got me the most was
the two Abbeys.
The two Abbeys,
yes.
And you didn't know that. And even with, again, you probably...
No, even I didn't when guess they, that one.
But even when they said it, like, when they're like, she used to go by Abby, and then it took me a little, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh no, I got
and that's
it
when I was like, oh God, I want to go back and read the whole book.
Yeah.
Because it's from a total different point of view, because, well, I was getting really confused.
It was both. And I was like, you know, yeah, because while I was reading it, I felt that there was a disconnect
between
chapters. And it was because it was both Abby's talking.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one Abby. For anybody who's listening, Kitty, his publicist, Kitty was a nickname. She was also named Abby. So some of the chapters that were
weren't
for Abby's...
Weren't they all her, though?
No! Some of them were... Remember, one was raped.
Oh, yeah.
By the guy.
Yeah.
And one wasn't.
That's where I started to think something was weird. Because they had said that his wife, Abby, was raped.
Yeah.
And had this trauma. And then there was another chapter about, you know, he meets her on a plane. And they do, like, these crazy things on the plane. And I was like, who that had been sexually assaulted would, like, permit this?
Yeah.
And it's so, it just felt so well off.
And there was one where the teacher that about halfway through the book, you knew that the teacher who was the piano teacher was also the teacher that was at the school.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, okay. Same teacher, same creeper. So I was like, what? And I'm like, is she the unreliable narrator? Am I wrong? Is she the crazy one? And it wasn't. And that's when I'm sticking with what I think. I don't know. We're going to figure this out. And then when it came time when they said that she was Abby as well, I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was so crazy. And, like, even with her being, like, dead or alive, like, I wasn't sure. I'm like, I think she's alive. But then, like, then he'd confirm that it wasn't her, and he's just seeing things. And I'm like, okay, I guess she's dead.
Well, and that's the thing that kind of bothered me. And he's just
crazy.
But that's the thing that kind of bothered me is that, you know, during the whole, like, it worked out. But I'm like, if he did it, why is he seeing these things? And I'm like, it must be out of guilt. And that's actually ended up what it was.
Yeah.
That he was believing things that he was actually seeing. And he thought maybe it wasn't that. I don't think we're spoiling anything. Because anybody listening is going to be like, what?
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. I know. Because it's so twisty.
It's so twisty.
And then, like, the people on the island. Like, oh, that's what I would say that I didn't want to say before. Like, the names. That's where they get you, because they don't, you don't know that the whole, and it didn't even occur to me, like, every person he had met on the island was a woman, because they would refer to other people that he just didn't meet yet, and he just assumed that it was, like, a husband and not, like, a woman's wife. And the names were, like, not clearly a woman's name. It would be, like, Alex or whatever. I can't remember their names. And then, like, again, when that was revealed, I was like, oh, my God, every person he met was a woman. And it never occurred to me that the whole island was only women.
Yeah. I mean, the people that he hadn't met, I assumed some of them were men. But I knew all the ones that he had met were women.
Well, I knew that it was, once but it didn't occur to me oh, that's weird. It's just another woman. And every person he runs into is, well, it didn't occur to me because it was written, like, in a really good way that... It's not even something you even think about until later, and then you're like, oh, yeah.
It's an island of women.
Ew, it's crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing, I mean, I don't even know how to explain to the listeners
so they would understand
the spoilers.
Oh, no, they wouldn't, because you just have to read this book. And then, like, you know, then also there's the factor of, like, which I guess is kind of just like a Scottish folklore kind of thing, which is big there, I think, and in Ireland with, like, they believe in ghosts and they believe in spirits and, like, the children or whatever. They think that,
because
I was like, what, is this a ghost story? Because you know that, but then I had to remind myself, like, this is the kind of the culture, I think.
So the very end of the book, and I know we're skipping around here, but the very end of the book, maybe you got it because I didn't. Why did they kill him?
Why did they kill who?
Grady.
They didn't kill him.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes.
I thought they kept him there. They trapped him there.
No, they trapped him in a grave. He was buried alive.
Oh, that's right. I think that's just what they do. When he's no longer useful to them, they just kill him.
The whole point of him being there was they were going to keep him for years, like her ex-husband, like Kitty's ex-husband. And they kept him there. But what I found really weird was he thought he was back with Abby. Like, he said she's moved back in. And they're fine now. And I'm like, wait, what?
I forget the end of the book. Shit.
Go to the epilogue. I'm going to get my drink really quick. So,
Paul, maybe just pause this for a sec. He's dreaming. Huh? He's dreaming. Like, in the epilogue, he's just, like, there. He doesn't say anything about being with Abby, but then he's dreaming.
Because he fell asleep when he was buried alive.
No, he's awake still. he lies down on the bed. He dreams of the sea, and I dream of Abby. And then I hear a whisper, I hope you die in your sleep. This means that she still loves me. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's just like a... I don't know.
She never was.
He was always just dreaming of this at the end. I don't know why they killed him.
Yeah, I still don't get it. Because I was like, wait a minute, why are they killing him? You know, if he's fine.
Well, I mean, it's been determined that he's crazy.
See, look, this is what mine was like.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't even have a
copy. Okay.
So I had two copies of it on here, so. I'm showing her that, like, I didn't even, my copy, my digital advanced e-galley didn't even have a cover yet when it was published, so. There could have been other changes made to it.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, he is unreliable, so I don't know if he was,
I'm going to have to reread, and I was actually waiting till I got the book back to read the end, because I'm like, maybe I'll go back and look at some other stuff, too. But, what other things did you have in your notes?
That was it.
I didn't have much. Where is it?
The notes I make are normally, like, really general, and now I wish I would have,
22% in, I had guessed that he was, as soon as he found the book, I knew he was going to steal it.
I knew that.
Yeah, and I'm like, Yellowface, it's a book. Have you heard of Yellowface?
No.
It's a book about a white woman who's best friends with a Asian woman, and they're both authors. The Asian woman is very popular, you know, successful, and the other one, the white woman, is not. They're together. While they're together, one time the Asian woman dies, and she finds her book and takes it and publishes it as her own. And okay. It was a big book last year. So as soon as I read it, I'm like, oh, Yellowface. He's doing the Yellowface.
Okay.
So, and then, oh, on the bestseller list, like when they were at the end.
Yes.
We said he was on the bestseller list and a film was going to be out in a month. And I'm like, on the bestseller list and a film in a month?
Yeah,
I think so. I call bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't recall that part either, but...
At the end, it said that he found out he was on New York Times bestseller list, and they're like, and he has a book, the movie's coming out in less than a month.
And that would never happen that fast.
Yeah, I'm like, how is that possible? I call bullshit. So it was stuff like that that I was like, okay,
that the author legit should have known.
Exactly.
Like, exactly. That's her field. I see where you make a mistake in a different field when you're writing.
Yeah, and
that one.
Maybe, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. I'm like, maybe I read it wrong because I was so at the end, like, ricocheting, and what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
What happened
or unless here? It takes a really long time for it to,
I don't know.
It takes a long time for to be on the bestseller list.
No.
I don't know.
Like, usually gets on a bestseller list, like, the week that maybe the week after that it is released. I'm like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't take that long for them to get a paper on that island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I guess that's a flaw. But it was a crazy book.
Yeah.
I'm glad we picked this one.
Yeah. I was excited as soon as that one came. And I wish we would have done a little bit sooner, but we, you know, with the holidays and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, absolutely. I would recommend it to somebody. I don't think anybody with a normal brain would, like, be looking for the crap that I look for in there, so.
Yeah. I don't look for it. I just wait for it to happen.
Yeah.
So I can be surprised.
I wish I didn't.
Even then, sometimes I'm like, what? Really opposite. Yeah, sometimes.
No. No. It was very good, though. I mean, absolutely. And I think you should, if you liked it that much, you should read the other Alice
I think I might.
That I have.
I'm on a reading kick right now.
There you go.
I have my goal of 20 books again this year.
Oh, I think you're going to beat that.
Well, I've read 3 this month already. And last year I only read 10 books the whole year, which I don't even know how, because, like, last year was a full year of podcasts.
Yeah.
And I must have only read the ones that we did.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a little bit more ambitious starting out.
Yay. And we have some new books that have come in that are really good, like the Lisa Jewell I was excited about.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll do another book haul.
Yeah.
With March books. Yeah.
That I just put a bunch of weight. I probably got, in the last 3 days, 20 more books.
Okay, yay.
And I'm like, I'm out of room again. So, but luckily, you know, the January ones will get moved. Most will be donated, but, you know. But we're going to have many more books coming, and I know this podcast
is we're all over the place. Check out our book haul on YouTube. We did one for January. We'll have another one coming out for February. We're going to try to do this monthly with the books that we get from publishers. They're not always, like, books that we would read or anybody we know would read, but we just try to give a little bit of a mix for different tastes of our 5 followers.
Yeah. But you'll see what's coming, and we're excited about some of the books that are coming up, and we will... Our next one we've already picked out. That was...
It's a Killing Cold. Yes. I can't remember who wrote it.
I don't remember.
But that'll be our February book.
Yeah, and once we will be doing that in a week or so, because I'm almost done reading it, and Emily's done, and then we'll pick our March.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. All right. And check us out on Instagram and YouTube and maybe eventually Facebook.
Bye, guys.
Bye.